Welcome to today's episode of the Merry Money Plan Minute, the podcast that gives you daily tips, motivation, and celebrity news to help you on your journey of social climbing by marrying rich. Today's episode is about what you need to know about prenuptial agreements. Popular culture gives prenuptial agreements a bad reputation. From television shows where women refuse to sign because she's afraid it means he does not love her, to rap songs where men aggressively sing about using them to protect themselves from gold diggers. It is no wonder that the average woman gets sick to her stomach when she thinks about a prenup. However, I am here to tell you that with the right preparation, pre- and post-nuptial agreements are nothing to fear, my jewels. You just need to think about them appropriately. In her audiobook on prenuptial agreements, professional consultant to the rich, Ginny Sales, recounts a friend of hers who, out of what seemed to me like self-righteous entitlement, refused to even look at the prenuptial agreement of the wealthy man who wanted to marry her. When she ended up as a penniless single mother after a nasty divorce from a less established man, she came back to him calling for help. Although he helped her out financially, even then, and reapproached her with another opportunity at marriage, she still refused to sign the prenup. Eventually, this man found another woman to marry, and what became the woman, we will never know. The problem is that many people are afraid of prenuptial agreements. Either they believe it ties them into something that they will not be able to get out of, or that if a man does not present one, it is a mark of true love. Fortunately for us smart women, neither is the case. Prenuptial agreements are simply a legal arrangement of how things should happen if you should divorce. The same as a will is a legal arrangement of how to distribute assets if you die. It is not a request to die one day. That is inevitable. It is just a smart way to ensure that things happen the way you want them to happen when the time comes. First, let's address some of the crazy myths some people believe about prenuptial agreements. Myth number one, you have to sign the prenuptial agreement the way your fiancé gives it to you. This is false. Being presented with a prenuptial agreement is only the beginning of the conversation. Your fiancé is fully prepared for you to take that document to your lawyer and go through it, adding and subtracting until it includes everything that makes you comfortable and does not include anything that made you uncomfortable. You then bring it back to him and continue the conversation. This is called legal recourse, and it is absolutely necessary and expected. Blindly signing a prenuptial agreement that is given to you would just be silly. Myth number two, it is permanent. This is another big myth. The contract can be updated and continue being updated before, during, and after the marriage. Postnuptial agreements are just as valid and important and legally binding as prenuptial agreements. Myth number three, it means he does not love you. If you are listening to this podcast, then as a devoted social climber, I should not have to reiterate all the misconceptions about love that cause so much heartache and confusion in this world. Just know that prenuptial agreements are not an indication of more or less love. Wearing a seatbelt while you drive is not an indication of whether or not you are a good driver or whether you should trust the other person in the car. It is just there to protect you in case of unfortunate events that could come from anywhere. Myth number four, you will end up with nothing if you sign it. The fact is that yes, many women do sign prenups and walk away with little financially. Most of the time, these women did not care to read it or ask a lawyer to read it, as they should have. A woman who does not review a prenup before signing it is like a person who ignores the beware of dog sign and hops a fence. Are they going to blame the owner if they are bitten, or should they have thought about it before ignoring what was written? Furthermore, a woman never truly ends up with absolutely nothing if she plays her card right. Even if she signs a document saying that she will leave the marriage with exactly what she came in with financially and what she earns from her own job, she will still have plenty of opportunities while in a financially elevated social circle to network, rub elbows, make friends, and potentially find a new husband who is more generous. But she will never even get the opportunity unless she makes the move. It may seem cold and calculating to say that a woman could potentially be keeping an eye out for another husband while she is married, but each woman knows her own situation. If you know why you are in that marriage, then follow your instincts. Now, if you get the prenup and are looking over it with your lawyer, here are a few things you should look out for, as well as what you might want to include for yourself according to your lifestyle and what he can afford. Make sure there are no back doors or exception clauses to nullify promises. Have your lawyer look for any signs that he may be negating any financial promises under various conditions. For example, if she leaves me before we have kids, she gets nothing. Make sure that at a minimum, it states that this is a mutually agreed upon compensation for your time and you can't get back the years you've lost. Make sure he collateralizes money promises in escrow. Ask the lawyer to ensure that language is included that states that money must be set aside for you in the event you get a divorce. Some men do shady things to make sure all of their money is tied up at all times in case they are sued. Your contract should state that your money be set aside and as much as permissible, not dependent on his financial condition. Ensure that the contract includes a paragraph that irrevocably prevents extensions. Some men may include an extension clause that extends the amount of time you must be married for the agreement to remain in place and may press you to endorse extensions every time the contract is due to expire under threat of divorce. Make sure under no circumstances can an extension be requested. It is useful to specify periods for upgrading your position, but never reducing. If his net worth is increasing, your lifestyle will also be upgraded, and so should your contract. It's like getting a raise or a bonus. After all, behind every successful person is a spouse that facilitated their rise. Some other things that people have been known to include in their contracts are cash settlement, savings account, condo, furnishings, new car, health, home, and/or car insurance, retirement benefits. My dear Jules, asking does not make you greedy. It makes both of you conscious of the fact that you have been presented with a prenuptial agreement and there is a need to prepare for the future. By now, in your relationship, you both know why you are there and you have a vision for your future together. This conversation should not be difficult, and it is only so for the ignorant and uninformed. The wealthy rarely have relationships with those whom they do not respect. If he respects you, he will understand. This has been another Merry Money Plan podcast. Visit merrymoneyplan.com to learn more about how you can begin your journey of social climbing by marrying rich today.